This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Things was kind of slow, see, so I cruised over to Kennedy.
Kennedy Airport?
No, Cape Kennedy. I'm looking to pick up a fare to the moon.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the way.
Sunday night, and this is the place to be. WOR 710, you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. And I'm Taxi Dave. Hope everybody had a lovely Thanksgiving. It was a lovely day for taxi drivers throughout the country. One of the best money days there is. And it was nice seeing that New York City float in the New York City Thanksgiving Day Parade, which had no less than 3 yellow taxi cabs. So, see that? People relate yellow cabs to New York City. Not many other cars. Gil Lederman, thanks a lot for your radio surgery in New York and the great job you do. He'll be on after the Taxi Dave Show tonight as well as he was before. So, we're going to talk about a few things tonight. Red light cameras are back in the news. There's a ticket blitz. Reducing horse carriages. Once again, that popped up. One councilman has a new bike initiative. And let's just talk about that for a second, okay? Now, we all know there are bike lanes, hundreds of miles of bike lanes now in New York City, where years ago there were none. There are streets that have been closed so they can put bike docking stations around. Sometimes they're put in front of buildings. You know, it's hit and miss. If they're not used, then they pull the docking stations and put them somewhere else. But there's a certain council member, and he wants... This is unbelievable, folks. Here, let me read you his quote. Pedestrian vehicles and bikes should follow rules of the road that are safe and appropriate for those respected modes of transportation. We don't treat pedestrians like cars. We shouldn't treat bikes like cars either. So the resolution does not call for an exemption, but it calls for a yield at stop signs and traffic lights. So that means that if there's a red light or a stop sign, and you're on a bicycle, you don't have to stop. It's tough enough now. You see bikes going the wrong way. You see bikes not using the bike lane. If they're using the bike lane, they're not wearing helmets. They go through red lights. Some are going the wrong way. This guy wants to pass a law so bikes don't have to stop at all at red lights or stop signs. What do you think about that? I know what Police Commissioner Bill Bratton thinks about it. He opposes the initiative. Okay? He wants to ease traffic rules for bicycles, allowing them to roll through red lights and stop signs. That's crazy. Do you want your kids on bikes in Manhattan rolling through stop signs and red lights? Well, guess what? Councilman Reynoso happens to be an avid biker. And he said that his proposal, and I quote, is more practical. We should have rules and regulations that are more practical and relative to each mode of transportation. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. My email address is taxihale@aol.com. Now, there's a lot of animal lovers out there. there's a lot of New Yorkers out there. We spent a couple of weeks, after the mayor was elected, you know, the horse carriage problem that was going on. You know, some people wanted to disband them altogether and stop them and replace them with electric cars. But right on this show, right on the Taxi Dave show, we had dozens of great ideas, which included closing the stables so the horses don't have to ride on concrete and through traffic, and having stables in Central Park, and not only in Central Park, but only to be used in Central Park. So the mayor recently, again this week, proposed shrinking the number of horses that are allowed. Now, in case you didn't know, there are 220 horses that can be used for horse carriages right now. And he wants to reduce that to just a few dozen, whatever that means. And he wants to keep them inside a stable, inside Central Park, minimizing the exposure to traffic, which is something that our smart listeners called in and discussed and mentioned also. Now, a majority of New Yorkers consistently oppose attempts to remove the horses. They like the horse carriages. All right? There's a commitment to animal rights activists who feel it's not fair to the horses. Just ask Mr. Ed. He'll tell you. And he's... Oh, you had to be there, folks, for this one. Now, support for the carriage ban has been mensa. He would need the support of the Teamsters, which represent the carriage drivers, the Central Park Conservancy, which oversees all the, you know, Central Park, and the animal rights activists who didn't want any horses. The animal rights activists who exacted the pledge from the mayor in the first place. So it's a balance. If you recall, when the mayor was running, it was a campaign promise. He would put an end to the horse carriage industry the first day of his administration. And then you learn, no matter who you are, no matter what elected position you get, that you just can't blink your eyes and change laws and people's lives overnight and change an industry overnight. So, the popular horse carriage industry, 800-321-0710. A spokesman for City Hall said all the right things. We continue to work for legislation that represents a humane and equitable solution that moves the horses off our streets, safeguards the animals, and protects the livelihoods of the men and women who provide carriage rides. What could I tell you, folks? Okay, let's take a call from Sala. You're on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, David?
I'm fantastic.
How was your turkey day?
It was pretty good. I had rack of leg of lamb.
All right. All right. I have a question. How come Uber, or actually legal cabs, Uber, or name it whatever you want, they allowed to park in Terminal C. And I was complaining the other day to the dispatcher over there. And he said, I'm here only to compare to control you guys, yellow cab. Get out of here. And that's what he said to me. And now I'm in LaGuardia.
Who said that to you?
The dispatcher.
Okay, go ahead.
And now I'm in LaGuardia, and there is no way you get in. People waiting in line, like tons of them, and we cannot go inside. Nobody take care of the traffic. All you see are like cars, private cars, Ubers, parking here and there, and we cannot go to the lot. And people waiting in line, like tons of them, in Terminal B.
You can't go out. Is that the main terminal?
The main terminal, yeah, Terminal B.
Well, I flew into the main terminal recently on more than one occasion, and the yellow taxi service was outstanding. I did also notice a lot of vehicles parked on the Grand Central Parkway on the side of the road. Dozens of them.
Yeah.
And then when you drive in, you're right, traffic is almost at a standstill, and almost every car is a for-hire vehicle. What they're doing, Lord only knows. But we didn't need them before. Listen, Sala, thanks a lot for bringing that to our attention on the Taxi Dave Show. Here's an email from Josh. I'm losing $75 to $100 a day because of the traffic compared to what I was making just a couple of years ago. I believe it. And you know what's happening now? The city, or certain people, you know, Sam Schwartz was on the show. He started Move New York to toll the East River bridges. And politicians are saying something's got to be done about the traffic. And they truly believe that tolling the East River bridges is going to solve that problem, or at least one of the problems. Gene in Philly, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, good evening, Dave. I try to catch your show as much as I can, depending on what the signal is like down here in Philadelphia.
Well, my condolences on the Eagles.
Okay. The question I have is, New York, of course, is so dense, whether it be population or whether it be transportation, getting around. And every time I seem to listen to you, it's always getting worse and worse and worse. Has there ever been, have you ever heard of a contest of any kind in the architectural field as to how, if they redesign New York, they could do it and it would work? Or do people just like the activity of closeness and, you know, as the way it is now?
You know, there are so many things going on, Gene. One of the things that's going on is rapid buses. Politicians don't know what to do, so they're in favor of rapid buses, special lanes in the outer boroughs to bring them into Manhattan. But once they get into Manhattan, they can't move in the rapid bus lane anyway, where there's no vehicles except buses allowed. You have other situations where you have car haters that want to ban vehicles from Manhattan altogether. I will tell you this. After 9/11, when they closed the Lincoln Tunnel to vehicles and the Holland Tunnel and the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to vehicles, traffic moved fantastic. Cabs were able to cruise up and down Manhattan the way it used to be. So there's something said for private vehicles being banned. And now with the addition to all these rapid bus lanes and bike lanes, traffic is getting worse, not to mention another 25,000 vehicles for a certain app company, you know, or thousands of vehicles in any event. So there's been no restructuring that I know of. You know, you think with all the construction that goes on, shouldn't, you know, vehicle stands for taxis, you know, be part of any project or considering? You know, we have the Second Avenue subway. They want to transfer. They feel if there's enough mass transportation, whether it be buses or subways, that'll alleviate the cars. But it's really not true.
Well, what I'm asking is, have you ever seen a plan anywhere, any time, except for Walt Disney's show that used to have on, of a plan for a city that can be built with perfectness in its operation and never run into problems as you have in the Big Apple now or anywhere else around the Big Apple, because it's just getting worse and worse every time I listen to your show.
And these are people who drive for a living. They drive in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, simple things. Getting to the airports. You know, there's something called a shorty ticket. Okay?
And, I've heard about that, yeah.
And Gus just sent me an email. When you pick up a shorty fare, that means if you're a Kennedy or LaGuardia and you pick up a fare that goes basically anywhere but Manhattan, you have 2 hours to get back to that airport, and you don't have to wait on the big line. They put you right on a short line.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying 2 hours isn't enough, because after waiting 2 hours at JFK Airport, and then you get a fare to Astoria, which is a shorty, you're not allowed to go to LaGuardia. He has to go back in rush hour, go back to JFK, which takes you well over an hour. And now, with all the traffic in the airports, when he finally gets to the shorty line, the dispatcher says, oh, you're 10 minutes late. You can't use the shorty ticket. And the guy is saying, you know, and Gus is saying that I told the dispatcher that I've been driving around for at least 10 minutes trying to get into the lot, but there's too much traffic, you know, and the answer is sorry. So Gus wants to make the shorty tickets 2.5 hours. As far as a plan goes, you know, pedicabs popped up a few years ago. They were never here before. Apps were never here before. Bus lanes, the express buses started it. Now you have them on most avenues. Bike lanes, I don't know what good the bike lanes are. You know, where there's a designated left turn lane because there's a bike lane. I don't care what surveys show, traffic is worse. It's that simple.
But you're talking about, again, you're going back on the, you know, you're working with what you have. I'm talking about the city of the future where everything is
perfect. What do you suggest? You know, I've heard suggestions, and I did see something where you build a second level of roads above the city and long-distance roads, a road from Manhattan to the airport, a road from Manhattan to each outer borough, circumventing Manhattan traffic. Other than that, I haven't heard too much. What about you?
I haven't heard anything either, but I wish Disney was still around, Walt Disney, because he was the one that had visions of these big, you know, metropolitan areas and how they would be designed and everything. And I'll tell you, I think it would be, if you can try to get a hold of the old stuff that they had on TV and show it again, people would love those shows. But I understand since Disney has passed away, his old shows and all will never be shown until he's non-existent for about 100 years. That was in his will, because I tried to get him to show a group of small people in my area here about the way things could be if they were designed right. And like I said, and people don't know what, you know, a lot of people don't know what Disney World and Disneyland was all about. It was his, as a visionary, that got him his fame. And the show is really nice to watch. And it had a lot of good ideas in there. But it seems like it did not really take off in the world of architecture or anything like that. And so you wind up, Dave, by complaining.
All right.
And I agree with you.
We get rid of all cars and we replace them with camels, elephants, and horses.
Well, who's going to pick up the dun? Okay.
The sanitation department will make a lot of money. There's no doubt about it. And we can use that for energy.
Okay. But good talking to you.
Gene, thanks for listening and calling from Philly. Oh, gosh. You know, Gene brings up a great point. What is the future? How do we deal with this mess in the future? What could possibly be done? Is there a plan? The only plan I saw was to build a secondary road above the current roadways, high in the sky, unless we have flying cars. That's the only other way to beat it. Amazing. Just amazing. Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, David.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir. The mayor should forget about the horses. He should focus on the pedicab, because pedicab are creating the traffic in the city, not the horses. And Newark, New Jersey.
Do you think the horses should be working during the summer when it's 100 degrees out or 90? Well,
no.
Supposedly,
I mean, no, because those people don't take their horses during severe weather. They do not. In the summertime or in the wintertime, I don't see them on the street.
Mm-hmm. Now, and the pedicabs are still a big problem?
Major problem, yes. And to be honest with you, David, they are all over the city, you know, between cars in and out. You see the policemen passing by. Policemen depends on their mood. Sometimes they give them tickets, sometimes they don't. You know, that's not right. For public safety, they should pull them over. And they should put them, all of them, all the pedicabs, inside the park.
Now, that's a good idea also. Have a pedicab lane and a carriage lane.
Now, about the Newark, New Jersey, the crime, it's much higher than New York City, and majority of their cabs, they have no partitions. To bring back the taxi business, you need to hire professional drivers. You need to take away the partitions from the cabs, and the fleet, they must clean their cabs on a daily basis.
When you have a partition, it kind of feels like you're in a jail cell, doesn't it?
Correct.
If you're the passenger?
Correct.
So let me ask you this. Yes. So now the partitions are gone, and things are starting to get better in the city in the future. How do you feel about this council member's intro where he wants bicycles to be able to just slow down at stop signs and red lights? Yield. They don't have to stop. Roll through them.
That is completely bad idea. They must stop full stop at stop sign. They must stop full stop at the red light. Follow rules and regulations like cars, and they should make them have.
How many hours a day do you drive?
I'm sorry?
How many hours a day do you drive your cab?
About 12.
Do you ever see bicycles going the wrong way or going through red lights now?
I can't write a book about it.
So I guess that's a yes.
Yes, sir. Then about the New York City has two worst departments, Department of Transportation and Taxi and Limousine Commission. Taxi and Limousine Commission runs by Uber and Lyft, you know. New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission destroying the taxi business. You need to hire a new commissioner, new members at Taxi and Limousine Commission, because every rules and regulations against the taxi business, Taxi and Limousine Commission, they pass it right away. Anything to help the taxi business and to save the taxi business, they will do nothing about it.
All right. Charbel with some strong words here on the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I just got a picture sent to me of a canopy, and it says TLC Tea House at 103 East 2nd Street. I have no idea what that means. Looks like a tea house, a restaurant. So thank you for the picture. Don't know why you sent it to me. And also here's a get well to Mohammed Munir. Mohammed Munir, please, get well, get out of the hospital in Brooklyn. Okay. Ticket Blitz, 12,000 tickets. The last 2 weeks, there's been an enforcement initiative. There have been 7,555 speeding tickets given out. Texting tickets, and you know I hate distracted drivers, 3,200 tickets just for texting. And 1,800 summonses for failure to yield to a pedestrian. In all 77 precincts have been a total of 1,700 police officers who participated in this crackdown. Just to give you some stats from 2013, for this period, 104 people died this year compared to 117, and traffic deaths are down to 188 compared to 223 last year for the same town, same time. And, you know, people think of yellow cabs. Just this past Monday, an MTA bus struck a man on the Lower East Side. I mean, they're all accidents, and we all have to drive safer. You know, there's a speed limit. You need to yield to pedestrians. But we cannot use summonses as a quota system and as a money machine for the city. That should not be tolerated. All right, we have a number of callers. When we come back, stay on the line if you can. We'll take your calls. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. We talked about bicycles rolling through red lights. We talked about horse carriages coming off. We're going to talk about some red cameras also, the red light cameras. And in the meantime, I am Taxi Dave. Stay tuned for more, folks.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking, like the two-dog man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on.
Sharon wants to know why it's only $52. Actually, why she can only charge $52 from JFK to Manhattan when it costs $52 to get to Inwood, $50 to get to Astoria. There's more traffic, and the $450 should be at least double that. So there's Sharon saying it should be at least $60 into Manhattan. Thank you for that email, Sharon. Appreciate it. Gloria, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did, actually.
Good. How was your leg of lamb?
Oh, delicious. Anyway, I wanted it. I agree 100% with Chevelle, where he says that we should change everybody from taxi and limousine commission, because obviously they're not doing anything for the yellow cab industry. I also want to bring up a point. How much money do Uber cars pay the city to be sitting in the taxi stands that belong to yellow cabs?
I think the answer to that question is zero.
Correct. Why aren't they giving them tickets?
Are you talking about yellow taxi stands specifically for yellow cabs?
Yes.
You know, enforcement is the key tool to any law, any legislation, any city law, any state law. Enforcement is always the key. And, you know, politicians will say, well, I'll agree with this as long as there's enforcement, and everyone says, yes, 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 we'll enforce, we'll enforce. Just listen to me for a second. Let's assume there's 200 TLC inspectors, right? There are regulators in the yellow taxi industry, in the for-hire industry. It's like 100,000 cars altogether. So there are regulators. There's 200 inspectors. Let's say there's 220 inspectors. So on any given shift, there's three shifts, there's just over 70 inspectors. How many are sick? How many are on vacation? How many work indoors? You take the rest. You cannot enforce laws in New York City when you only have enough inspectors for three or four corners in the entire city. Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten Island is a little bigger than three or four corners. There must be a mandate for NYPD to join in all enforcement. A simple thing, you know, you mentioned that, Gloria, it's funny, because every week, the last few months, I've had at least one driver come into my office or call me and say, and folks, I don't mean this to sound disgusting, Dave, I can't stop to find a place so I could pee. I mean, that's what they say. They can't go to the restroom. There's no parking. And they say why? Because there are other vehicles in there other than yellow cabs in the yellow cab stands. So you bring up an excellent point. And for a young lady who drives, I don't know, you know, what do you do? What do you possibly do? You know, one woman had called in a couple of years ago and said she made friends with the doorman at hotels just so she could leave her cab for 5 minutes in front and use the hotel's restrooms. Yeah, until you cause a traffic jam or until something, an inspector comes over and you're not with your cab. So, you know, it's tough. These are some of the, these are real problems that occur in New York City and probably other places too now, but especially in New York City. When you have the addition of 20,000 app vehicles, okay, and maybe they're waiting for calls, maybe they're saying, hey, I'm going to park in a taxi stand. Nobody's giving us tickets anyway. You're absolutely right. They should be summoned, and NYPD should be leading the charge with the help of the Taxi and Limousine Commission. Don't you think?
I agree 100%. Taxi and Limousine Commission is doing absolutely nothing for the yellow cabs. And we are the ones that give them the money, and it's just not fair. It really is ridiculous that this city is allowing such corruption.
Strong words. Strong words,
Gloria. It is
Gloria.
a big corruption going on. Because I don't understand it. Every time they bring a law out for yellow cabs to mess them up, it goes through. Now, you have all these Ubers in their territory. Not only that, okay, first they come out with the green cards. They approve the green cards. They take the other border. They can't come here. They can't go there. All right, the green cards are in. And now they bring 30,000 Uber into the city because these are yellow cab drivers driving Uber that know how to hustle in the city.
Well, you've heard Jim call on this radio show who's an Uber driver. He had some strong feelings about that, warning drivers not to leave, that it's not everything it's made up to be. But, you know, it's funny you mention that certain regulations apply to yellow cabs and only yellow cabs. Just to let everybody know, the taxi of tomorrow, that's the Nissan NV200, the minivan. By the way, our phone number here is 800-321-0710. We have a couple of lines open. There are 900 NV200s right now on the road. Of those 900, 16 of them are wheelchair accessible. Now, starting in January, every vehicle that retires, 50% of every vehicle that retires is going to have to be a wheelchair accessible vehicle and also a taxi of tomorrow, an NV200. But what you should know, if for any reason a new purchaser of an accessible taxi does not want to purchase an NV200, you can ask the TLC for a waiver to buy the MV1, the Transit Connect, or the Sienna accessible taxi. Just to let you know, Nissan did state they have a full inventory. They're prepared for the greater distribution. They also mentioned that the 2016s will be coming out the end of March, and they're going to replace those retractable running boards with stationary ones, and they're doing away with the rear windshield wiper as well. But here we go. Accessible taxis, half of them have to be accessible starting in January. And, you know, there you have a $50 billion company, and let's take Uber, for example, without one wheelchair accessible driven by their drivers on the road working as an accessible car. Is that fair, Gloria?
It's making money out of all these cab drivers, and they don't give a crap who gets hurt or not. They don't care. They're making money out of these guys. So, you know, these billionaires, who knows who they are, but they know who they are. They make these rules and they buy everything, everybody else, to get through. Because I am ballistic that they allow Uber in New York City. That is totally crazy.
Here's an email on that note. Here's an email from Peter. Peter says, people with walkers can't get into my minivan. I put their walkers in the trunk. They can't get into the minivan. And that's with the running boards. Just figured I'd throw that in there since we're getting some emails, too, at taxihale@aol.com.
Yeah.
All right,
Gloria. I'm telling you, Dave, they're doing it so that they're less attractive people with the wheelsets, and they have these nice little black cars over the city, and everybody is hailing them, and yellow cabs are all empty. And I am going to go in the city, and I'm going to take pictures of
the
football.
That's what you need. That's exactly what you need.
I'm going to make a big report because everybody's looking the other way.
Two questions for you, unrelated. Would you be in favor or oppose Councilman Reynoso's law that would ease traffic rules for bicyclists, allowing them to roll through red lights and stop signs?
No, they should stop. Bicycles should absolutely obey.
And the horse carriages, should it go the way it's going now, or should they be reduced to a few dozen and only kept and used in Central Park?
They should be kept and used in Central Park because it's something about New
York.
How
many years have you lived in New York City, Gloria?
Oh, my entire life.
Okay, we won't give a number. I always told never ask a woman her age. Okay.
No way. I'm not going to give that up.
All right, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay. Bob from, is that Lisbon? No, it's probably Long Island. Bob from Long Island, how you doing?
How you doing, Dave? Happy Thanksgiving, a bit late.
Hey, thank you very much. How's your turkey?
Very good. I was down in Garden City with some friends of mine.
Very nice. What's up?
Okay, well, you brought some things up on, again, history lesson. I've got some books on Los Angeles, Pacific Olympics. And they pulled all the streetcars out and everything, and they put buses in and highways in and everything. Well, things have come full circle in L.A. They've now got a subway. They've now got light rail. Matter of fact, one line, the blue line, goes right over the old Long Beach line, which they abandoned. They put back again. And they have found out that the more automobiles you have, the slower traffic gets.
Duh.
Yeah.
But it's shocking, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? But the thing is that they have now realized that public transportation is the answer, is the solution, not the problem. And it took them 50 years to figure it out.
So what would you do in Manhattan? Gene from Philadelphia said, is there any plan? What can New York City do in the future?
The Newsday today had a problem. They're talking about the Long Island Railroad. The parking lots are getting crowded, and they have more people coming on the trains more and more and more. Okay, fine. But no one has asked themselves, well, why don't we have bus connections instead of cars coming into the railroad stations? They used to have that years ago, but you know what? They got rid of them. And I live in an area where we're paying the MTA, as I've said this before, to have transit services, which we do not have. They wanted to shut down the Oyster Bay branch. Big help. Now they need it, and no one has made provision for the overload.
Okay, I'm going to ask you two unrelated questions.
Yep.
Bikes rolling through red lights and stop signs, yes or no?
No.
Okay.
They have to obey the traffic laws. They're the ones who set it up to begin with.
Horses, get rid of most of them and keep the rest in Central Park, or leave it the way it is?
Leave it the way it is.
Leave it the way it is. Listen, thanks a lot for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Certainly appreciate it, Bob. Okay. Now, let's see. I got a lot to talk about. I'll just keep taking calls while you're calling. It's 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. Don't be shy. Most of the lines are open right now. Okay? People have agita from Thanksgiving, and they don't feel like talking. But come on and talk. You know, for every one person who calls in, they say you have like 10,000 listeners. So come on and call. Make me look good. Jim, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, I have a plan to improve traffic in New York City.
That's what we've been waiting to hear, Jim.
Well, I mean, as you know, the traffic is becoming a lot worse, which is close the driver's money, the citizens' money, and the city overall costs them money, because if you become late on your job, you're probably going to lose it, in addition to the stress that people go through due to the traffic congestion. So I will I will have three tunnels to connect west and east. There's no traffic on those tunnels. Like, it's all under the ground from Westside Highway to FDR straight. And I will limit the license plates to a certain days. Like, for example, you can license plate that starts from A to G can go on Monday. License plate that starts from G, etc. Like, every day there's a certain license plate that can only be circulated in New York City.
You know, Jim, they did that during the transit strikes. During the last few transit strikes, if your number or letter ended in certain numbers or letters, it was every other day. So, theoretically, it cut the traffic in half. Good idea. And tunnels.
Now, another thing, I will get rid of all the app companies, although I work for one, or at least put a cap on them and have them only make 50% of yellow cab number, which is, I think, around 13,000. So I will make the app companies only 6,500 or so. And
well, that would certainly reduce traffic.
Yeah, it would reduce traffic because, 2010 traffic was a lot less than today. Because these app companies did not exist back then.
So how many hours a day do you drive?
Well, I drive for Uber, average 10, 12 hours a day.
Okay. Do you ever see any bicyclists breaking the traffic law?
Oh, on a daily basis. Oh, actually, hourly.
So would you be in favor or be against Councilman Reynoso's plan to allow bicycles to roll through red lights and stop signs?
It's really a stupid idea. I hope nobody will listen to him, and I'm sure there are a lot of weirdos there, but I hope nobody should listen. Because he even put in these cyclists' life in jeopardy. I mean, you tell... They don't have any protection. Even if they have helmet on, they're competing on the road with 10,000 pound vehicle.
Hey,
so
let's face
really
it,
stupid idea.
Steel is stronger than skin.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Jim, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Do appreciate it. When we come back, we will take some more of your phone calls. This is the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. That's a nice new commercial they have, too. You know, if you're a businessman, you have a business account in the bank, and you don't have your own person in the bank to help you with everything you do, listen to the Melrose commercial. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Isn't it amazing? The things that love can do. Isn't it amazing? The thrill it gives to you. You can touch the highest star.
It's Sunday night. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710. It's 8:46 p.m. Here's an email from Florida from Abe. Create a fleet of special ambulances that are paid for by a $1,500 a year bicycle registration fee. Have bicycles carry $1 million in liability insurance, and then allow bicycles to stop before proceeding through red lights. Wait, on second thought, even that would be nuts. Thank you for the email. Abe, certainly appreciate it. And, okay, let's take Tom O'Connor. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How do you do, David? Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Turkey Tom.
Right. I got to correct that. I was down in Katz's. I had corned beef for Thanksgiving Day.
Oh.
Couldn't beat it, I'll tell you. The corned beef was tasty, you know?
It's the only time there's no line at Katz's.
Exactly. I was able to walk in, sit down, and eat and walk out. It was great. Dave, I just can't understand. This goes back for the last 55 years that I've been in the taxi industry and own a medallion, and we've been talking about eliminated cars in the city of New York during a certain peak hours from 7, say, to 7 in the evening. And unfortunately, 55 years has passed, and we haven't made one attempt. There's something wrong matter here. The city could make a fortune of money if they want to keep the cars rolling in on these non-paid bridges. Put a tariff on the bridges for $15, like the George Washington Bridge. That would eliminate it immediately. You know,
I don't know how to tell you this, but the toll at the George Washington Bridge is $15.
I realize that. We put that on every borough bridge in the city of New York that comes into Manhattan, and put a toll of $15. You'd be surprised. You eliminate it, and the city, they pocket all that great money, and God only knows, no doubt they'll destroy it like they destroy everything. But in the meantime, we'll get rid of all these cars. And another thing, let's talk about Uber. If you add another 25,000 cars, I mean, you know, where are we going with this? I mean, the Taxi and Limousine Commission got to wake up and start smelling the roses here, because they're going to destroy a very good industry. The yellow industry is the one that supports the Taxi and Limousine Commission. I mean, what are they trying to do, put themselves out of business? Because they're going to put us out of business, and if we go out of business, they don't need a Taxi and Limousine Commission. We keep the thing surviving.
You may be right about that. Hey, Tom, bicycles, does it make sense to allow them to roll through red lights and stop signs?
Oh, my God, that's ridiculous. I would ban every bicycle in Manhattan. I'd put them right in Central Park, on a long Riverside Drive there, on the park side, not on the roadside.
Speaking of Central Park, do you think the horse carriages should be only in Central Park and reduced dramatically, or keep things as they are?
No, I would I think the horses are beautiful, and the carriages want it. It's a needed thing. It's been there for years, but I push it in the park. Leave it in the park and get rid of the rest of the nonsense that you got in the park.
Hey.
And give them a space to get some good food there on Tavern on the Green. They deserve a good meal over there while they're working hard. You know?
Hey, Tom O'Connor, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave.
Right, Dave. Have a nice evening.
You too. You too, young man. Joe, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, Dave. Thank you. There seems to be a proliferation of these glow-in-the-dark decals on Uber windshields. And I see sometimes two in the front windshield and one in the back.
What do they say on the windshields that glow in the
dark? No, it's just a big U, and obviously it's a symbol for Uber. And apparently, you know, they're using this on the SUVs. It's so high up, and the decal is in the upper right corner or sometimes in two corners of the windshield that for all intents and purposes, it might as well be a roof light. I mean, like I said, these glow-in-the-dark, I've seen one on a mustache glowing-in-the-dark on a Lyft vehicle the other day on their windshield. So, you know, I asked the taxi commission inspector at the inspection station. He says we have them take them off when they come here. So obviously they are illegal. Where is the street enforcement on this? Secondly, on the traffic issue, when Sam Schwartz was traffic commissioner approximately 25, 30 years ago, he did 49th and 50th streets. 1 East, 1 Westbound Street. Yellow taxis with passengers only allowed.
I remember
the
it.
The trucks, all the deliveries, they somehow managed to make deals with the stores and buildings, and the streets were clear. They didn't have trucks delivering or double or triple parked, and it worked pretty well as far as I remember.
So that would solve traffic, just like they have designated bus lanes on the avenues. You're suggesting designated crosstown streets just for cabs with passengers.
Yes, correct, Dave. And also, it's my understanding that in London and Paris, taxi cabs with passengers are allowed in the bus lanes. And for the life of me, I also don't know why there are cars or taxis not allowed in bus lanes at, 3 in the morning. I can understand rush hours, but some of these signs are 24/7.
Isn't that just dumb? No cars on the streets. Your passenger wants to make a right to go two blocks, and you have to go north, make two lefts, three lefts, and it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Correct. And also, Dave, with the proliferation of these app companies, these thousands upon thousands of vehicles added to Midtown, you know, it's you cannot make a comparison saying, well, there's only 25,000 and there's hundreds of thousands of vehicles. Those are the 25 or 35 for hire vehicles. It's not like someone coming in to work and putting their car in a parking garage in the morning and going home in the evening.
And without enforcement against illegal street hails, they're going to stay in the Central Business District, causing more problems for yellow cabs.
100% correct. 100%, Dave.
Do you still drive?
Oh, yeah. I'm still driving.
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever see any bicyclists breaking the traffic laws?
Yes. I'm telling you, I tell my passengers that I have to have another set of eyes when I'm driving, if you have in the back of my head. And just to look out for, they come flying by. They see a stopped taxi in the middle, and they manage to squeeze themselves right where the passenger, with anyone in common sense, would see, would be exiting the vehicle on the curbside, and they squeeze themselves in that little space there and, create accidents oftentimes. So,
always a pleasure to hear from you. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you, Dave.
I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Let's hear from JFK Mike. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, first of all, happy everything to everyone, including you, Dave. I just want to say that your taxi newspaper is posted on the nyctaxinews.com website. Thank you very much for that. So it's a very great source of information.
nyctaxinews.com. That's owned by that retired cab driver, right?
Yes, in his bunker on the outskirts of town, so God bless them. Listen, I just want to say one thing. I like to talk about that balloon head, Al Roker, with his tweeting about this so-called refusal thing. I'm very upset at the fact that anybody can say anything about a yellow cab driver. The cab driver has to get dragged into court. There's no grand jury. There's no nothing. Just somebody can say anything off the street, and all of a sudden it's taken as gospel. What happened to due process? At what point do we have equal rights? And the chairperson of the TLC used to be a commissioner of human rights. How come she stopped doing protecting human rights of cab drivers when she got the job? And I'm wondering if she's got to go. I'm just up the air with this commissioner, I'll tell you the truth.
Wow. So how do you feel about Al Roker? I mean, do you think the driver passed them by because he was black?
No. I mean, listen, there's a lot going on. I mean, you don't know if he's hailing, if the driver is looking to stop from running someone over. You don't know if the cop is right there. You don't know where Al Roker is standing. I'm just wondering what the nitty-gritty is to this conversation. All I know is that the cabbie has been crucified in the press, and the only people who may or may not know what happened are Al Roker and the cab driver, one word against the other. And it's impossible to have a proper trial now for the cab driver. How's he going to get justice if apparently Al Roker just treated his side to his 400,000 followers? It's ridiculous.
All right. That's JFK Mike. Thanks, as usual, for calling into the Taxi Dave Show and giving us your opinion. Let's take Jason. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave. I just happened upon the show for the first time tonight. I'm definitely enjoying it.
Welcome. You got to buy me Lego Lamb. Okay.
Perfect. I got one in the back of the car. So I've never driven a cab, but I did chauffeur privately for about 10 years in New York City. And in terms of the bicycles, you know, we've given up these lanes on the avenues. And at this point, I don't think they should be treated any differently than any other vehicle, not just in terms of rolling through lights. But why shouldn't they be registered with license plates so that they can be recorded just the way we are and get tickets in the mail and things like that?
That is a wonderful idea. Register the bicycles, give them license plates, make the owners accountable. You go through a red light, guess what? There's a red light camera for you too, Jack.
Well, and let them deal with the cost of insurance and the state fees for registrations so that they don't complain every time a price goes up to get into a cab.
I like it.
It's common sense. If you use a road, it makes sense.
Any ideas on how to ease traffic in Manhattan?
Limit the tourists to a pen in the Bronx, maybe?
hey, Jason, you know, fun.
It's hard to say. There are so many people. You don't want to restrict anybody's freedoms. Get rid of the pedestrian walls. Get rid of the bike lanes. Let roads be for cars and teach kids that if they walk into the street, they might get hit by a car. Not that it's okay to sit down and read a book.
You mean the way we were taught?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, I have a son, and I think, you know, if he grew up in the city, would he actually grow up thinking it's okay to walk into the street without even looking? Because it's really just a place for people to walk around.
Okay. Jason, thanks a lot for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it, and welcome aboard. Mike, you got 30 seconds. Michael, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Oh, we just dropped him. Okay. Let me give you some information on the red light cameras. In New York City, there are 190 of them at 150 intersections. New Jersey and Nassau County did away with their red light camera programs. Now, in New York City, injuries are down substantially, but rear-end crashes were up 83% in 2013. Okay, thank you, all you callers. I really appreciate it. We're in the number one show in this time slot. Listen for Gil Lederman. He has a great show and does wonderful work. Hey, taxi, take me at the Central Park. I want to see the new horse stables.
The proceeding was a paid program. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or the ideas expressed.